The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in today on this kind of a chilly Sunday afternoon, but we're going to get through it. Thank you for being there. Thank you for tuning in. We've missed a couple of the shows because things happen in life, and we missed missed the opportunity to say thanks, happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. So for a very belated one, I'm saying that now. Anyway, we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. That's what the show is all about, and for you to wake up and realize that the God that exists is you. For you to understand that you have the ability to create everything that you desire in life. Where you stand today is a direct result of what you may have thought about yesterday or days before. We believe that there is a separate God from us because we were told that, a lot of us were, and that the God that is separate from us is always watching and governing and seeing everything that we do. Which brings about a very interesting question on my part. If he's all-seeing, all-knowing, always there, should he not know what my desires are so I wouldn't have to pray? Things would just happen and pop up when it's time or when it's due or when it's needed without having to ask. When you have a child that you're taking care of, there's certain time periods of the day that you will know as a parent that this child requires something, and you would attend to it and deliver it. And because the child is unable to talk, walk, or do all the things on his own, you will know what is required at that moment. We talk about all these things simply to say the God that exists is you, and there is not a separate one from you. You are the God that exists. Where do we get this energy from? The God life, the source? Well, it's been taught or said many times that the only thing that keeps us alive here is our sun. It is responsible for giving us the food, the care, the light, the warmth. Everything that exists as a living being on this planet is a direct result of the sun. Therefore, if we had to turn and worship something, we should be worshiping the one that's keeping us alive, the one that provides our food for us, the one, the thing, entity that gives us everything, the warmth that we so need on chilly days like today, and so on and so forth. What we do here is wake you up to your own reality for you to understand that you can create everything that you choose, all the desires that you have. If you choose to be the greatest, it's within your own power, within you, to look, seek, figure out, take action, which is the most important part. Take action to become that thing that you so desire, that person, to bring in the wealth that you want, to accept the position in life where you stand today. You are in control of that. You have come here with all the necessary tools that is needed to get you through this existence. You have come here with everything in the bag or the parcel or the container in which it's being delivered. You have to look, or should look, within your toolbox, is the phrase I use a lot, to find all the goodies that you are. You are not a small part of the iceberg. You are all of it, including the major big part that exists in the parts that you're not looking at. We were told to look out there for someone to come and rescue us. Do you truly understand that we give up our own power, our own right, our own ability to give thought or hope or even have faith in something that has not been proven or delivered anything to us? When I have this conversation with those who are very, very, very religious, and I say, come to me with proof, they draw on this book or books or tablets or something to deliver their truth. And I would always say, well, give me the proof, and then you take me back to the place where that was written by the God that governs you. We believed for many, many, many generations that we turn ourselves to the Son, our deliverer, our provider, our caregiver. At some point, they changed the rule to say it was sacrilegious, or it's bad, or you shouldn't be doing that. You should follow this other entity without having proof of what it's capable of doing outside of you wanting to believe it, or you may have been convinced to believe it, or you might have been. There's a whole bunch of history as to how people follow their religions, and I don't want to go into all of it. Simply saying, we have given away our own strength by idolizing something that is not only by faith. You have given up on you. You have turned your back on yourself, your strength, your own ability to be your own creator, to raise yourself into a higher level of consciousness, to take care of you. Much like we've seen in our lifetime, how they've taken us away from the medicines that was taking care of us for billions of years, and now tell us to rely on another supply. And it hasn't proven itself to making us any healthier. But it does benefit somebody who's delivering that message to you. All of our existence, your great-great-great-grandparents were taking care of themselves because they believe the food is thy medicine, as the medicine is the food. It is created by the same source that keeps us alive. And by doing that, it takes care of or nurture us. It made it, therefore it knows how it functions and how it works with the bodies. We are being led away from that to believe, go to the pharmacy or to a doctor, and they have the solution, where they address the effect and not the cause. We say, wake up. Wake up and come to a realization that by seeking outside of yourself, you are completely neglecting who you are. You have completely walked away from your own abilities, your own creativities, and you rely on something or someone or some other word to make you live. And you believe this and you follow it only because someone or something says, this is the truth, the light, and the way. Cannot be that way. We've all come from the same place by the same method. We've talked about this many times. We've all come here the same way. We don't come here in the human form. We've always been here. We take on a human body to live, and to live, not to wait until the body has expired, is too old, broken, or probably diseased, before we start living. Promises is only comforting to the fool. And they're promising you a life elsewhere that is going to be better than this one. Better in the sense that we're not remembering who we truly are. if we step away from the teachings that's been, it's probably harsh for me to say forced on us, but we are not remembering who we truly are and how we lived before these groups showed up and claimed superior, claimed to be the God that governs you. You are your own God. You should be governing yourself and not relying on somebody to have you believe in them only by faith. Has it been proven? Do they come to you with proof other than to say, he said? Well, if you're in a desperate situation and somebody throws anything at you, you will grab after it and run with it and take it to believe it's the truth. I hope that this is not your situation today. You have the ability to sit still and think using your brain to understand that you are the source. You are connected to the source. You've always been connected to the source. You will never, ever separate from the source. Even without a body, you are still the source. It's the energy that cannot be destroyed. Could be moved around. And in this body, it's alive. It's there. Wake up. Wake up. Try to imagine you turn your back on your source, your protector, the one that will give you life, eternal life. You are a part of it. You are that God, if you want to call it that. You are that entity, larger than you can even imagine. But we've given that up. You have completely given away a perfectly good bird in your hand. And now you're searching for others in the bush. Well, what was wrong with the original, the one that you showed up with? Dust it off, polish it, make it nice. It is who you are. When we idolize another person or another source, another non-existent or non-provable source, we have neglected ourselves. Be still and know thyself. There's some truth. Be still and know thyself. Know who you are. So on this show, we talk about you waking up to a higher level of consciousness. Your guiding angel, which is with you all the time, or the spiritual existence of another being from the other source that's coming to this world with you. You didn't come alone, and you're never alone. They're constantly trying to get your attention through the gut, give you signs, tell you things, try to get you to turn around and take a good look at who the true God is. This is you. If you're not believing there is a God, it's quite clear you do not believe in yourself. You are the source. Don't let another lead you off that path, which has no proof. And funny for me, I noticed the ones who try to push this lifestyle, way of thinking, way of being, come to me with thy only by faith, they don't necessarily live that way. I've heard many passages from that, read many passages from the books that I grew up with and read after that, that says you should not be concerned, quoting, you should not be concerned with wanting to be superior, to have vanity, to be wealthy, to be all these things while you're here in the body. You have to wait until you retire the body, or till it retires, or you exit the body before you seek fame and fortune or life or live. Well, that's kind of silly. What's my point of being here now, which is the only thing we have now? Wake up. Wake up, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thank you very much. I had to say all that. Yes, we did miss a couple of weeks because we had things that were happening, but that is life. Today, you're here, you're listening. My duty here to you, and I've always said, and I'll continue to say, if you have a superior way of thinking and you have a superior mind, you are making a mistake, because we all have the same one. But if you do have strength and the ability to pass this on to others, for them to find their own, for them to seek a path in which they will grow, you have an obligation to present it. It is your duty. You must present this. If you've got the cure for all the diseases that we've got on this planet, you must show it. The reason you're aware of it, the reason you know it, is simply because you're here to pass it on. You have this obligation to stand up and allow, lead others, or point the path in which others could seek their fortune. Today, we're going to be talking about praying. And when we get into that chapter, we'll open a whole bunch of other things as to explain to you why the way to seek your fortune is to be still and know thyself. Meditate. Just be still. Don't ask for anything. Empty the mind and slow down the thoughts and stop that little wheel from running around and allow yourself to reconnect to the original source, which is connecting you or reminding you via your connectivity to the existence of the great wave. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are in charge of yourself. You are the only one that can rescue you from a situation that you might not enjoy or not be having a good time with. You are the driver. You determine where to go, what to do, how to do it, when to do it. We are instructed by our spiritual existence. We're instructed by the spiritual part of our existence, even though we're in a human body. We're in the flesh of the human body. We've come here, and unfortunately, we completely forget who we are. As we're learning to be human beings, we have forgotten the source that brought us here and the life that we had long before we consume or we assume this body. Open your eyes. Look within. See the strength that you have and use it to your ability. Do not try to imitate others. You are you. Though we're all connected and we're all the same and we're all one family, one race, the human race, we still have our own individuality as we are a spiritual being, but yet we're all connected to the great wave. If you think about it, we're much like the flow of water. In the presence, we're in the ocean or in the river, or maybe in a bottle or something. But at the end of the day, it's all the same and it's all connected to each other. And at the end of the day, when you're not busy using the human body, you return back to its original source, much like water will. Cannot be destroyed. You try hard to get rid of water. You could freeze it, but it's still there. You could turn it into gas, but it's still there. And when you leave it alone, it returns to its own source. This is who we are. It's the energy. And you know that cannot be, never will be destroyed. It'll change. The differences between the you and the me is probably what we've added to our flavor, to our existence, mainly by culture, location, maybe probably religion. But the root of it all still renders you human being. You are still a spiritual being. You are still connected to all that there is. We're all the same. Much like having your own cup of water, and some people decide to put orange juice in theirs, and others choose vodka or beer or both. Either way, you've come from the same source, and you will return to the same source by the same method. I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's a lot of information I'm passing out there. We're trying to say, just wake up and realize there's a lot more to you than you're fully aware of. The life that you're spending here now, the time, you did choose it. You have a purpose. There's a destination. We have forgotten how to tap into that. And this leaves us drifters. And we're wandering, we're going all over the place, wandering around, trying to figure out where to fit in. Be still and know thyself. You are the greatest. And this is what we talk about on this show to try to get you to understand that. A lot of people don't like it when I say no one is coming to rescue us. You don't need to be rescued. You volunteered to take this journey. You are doing it. You're in the midst of it. You have forgotten who you are. You don't remember yourself. Wake up and find a path that brings you to your spiritual existence, to your home. I say to everybody on the show, welcome home. It's just to remind you that there is a connectivity between you and all that exist. We are governed, taken care of, fed, nurtured by our sun. At some point, they told us not to look at it, so you turn your back on it. They even tell you to put, I keep saying they, but somewhere along the line, the information had changed and tell you to cover yourself from it and put block on your skin to prevent it. And they don't tell you the consequence of preventing it. They don't tell you the consequences of blocking it in moderation. But we've been here for billions of years, and yes, we didn't use the sunblock or the umbrellas. We existed and we got our information from the source that delivers the information to us through our spiritual channels. They will never tell you the consequence of trying to block it out. But funny enough, if you block it out long enough, block out the sun from your body long enough, you'll have to get a supplement to reintroduce the nutrients that's being provided by your natural, let's say, caregiver, your natural provider, the one who grew the food, allow the food to grow for you to eat, for you to stay alive. We have blocked it out. We have turned our backs on our caregiver, the one that keeps us alive, the thing, the entity, the source. And now they say it's bad and it's pagan worship or it's horrible. There's many cultures and rituals where the baby is born and they hold it to the sun as if in praise of our gift of thanks. But in certain cultures or certain society, they say, no, that's wrong. You shouldn't do it. It's bad. And we believe it. We've taken it in. However that shift happened, we don't know. But it happened. And we're following a path. We should be going south or north. We're going the total opposite direction. And we're condemning the source that is considered our natural caregivers. We're a part of it. It's a part of us. Without it, we don't exist. If that source should stop the giving, we're all gone. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are on the top shelf and you are the boss of you. And when you give your thoughts to others or to something else, to another entity, you are giving yourself away, or you're allowing yourself not to, say, advance, not to succeed. Wake up. Thanks again for coming to the show. And I just keep going on about that thing, but I just want you to understand that there's a lot more to you. Find out how to get to the source, the strength of who you truly are, to know thyself. Be still and know thyself. Thanks everyone again for supporting the show. Everybody around the world who's listening, wherever you are today hearing this, thank you for being a part of it. Thanks very much to my long time listeners who's been a part from day one, and all the people that take the time to send an email out from time to time, say hello, say what's up, say how they feel about the show. It's all appreciated, and we do our best to send out a response to your email that you may send to us. We want to welcome all of you to the show. To everybody out there hearing us, I say what I say all the time. Welcome home. Thank you. So Oh, before I tap into that, let's see if we have any emails out there.
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, of course, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now with a question, a comment, a thought process, anything at all. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Pam wrote in. Pam said, if God is fake and we are our own gods, why the Bible? Where did that come from? That's from Pam. Thank you, Pam. Letitia writes in, if we are to worship the sun, how do we go about that? Do we fall down on our knees and praise the sun outside? I'm not exactly sure how we should worship that. That's from Letitia. Charles is writing in, and he wants to know any information that you could give him regarding your book, Barrington. So, Charles, Barrington will go over that with you in a moment. And let's see here. Adam wrote in, and he wanted to say, happy belated Thanksgiving. Even though you were not on the radio live, I listened to one of the shows, and it was excellent. That's from Adam. Thank you, Adam, for doing that. And last one here. It looks like Dalton wrote in, and he wanted to know, if we volunteered for this journey, meaning life, how do we volunteer? If we weren't born yet, or if we were just a molecule and an atom in my mother's womb, how do we say yes or no to continue the process to be born? That's from Dalton. And back to you.
Thank you, Dalton. That's very simple. There is the existence of your spiritual existence in the other world that does not have the human flesh, that does not have the body. It's just a spiritual entity that makes you you. That's always has been and always will be. When we come to this planet, to this earth, to be a human being, that source, that part of you comes along with it, and we put on this jacket called the human body, and we travel through journey with it. Much like you do in the winter months when you're cold, if you have winters where you live, you put on something around you as a protective measure. Now, the body allows us to go from point A to point B, move around and play volleyball, if that's what you want to do, because we could physically touch and feel, and we have all this emotions that comes with it just from assuming the body. The same thing happens with our thoughts and our emotions. We come here, and once we have a body, now we could think to be evil or be bad or let others people to be evil or good, because people do obviously generally do good. But the body is just a suit. It's kind of like if you wanted to play a video game, you throw yourself into the game. And I'm not very good at video games or know a lot about them, but you are playing that character on the screen or the game that you're playing. And when you're finished, you shut it off, you put it down, you go about your business. When you're finished with the body, you lay it down, you burn it, they do whatever they do with it, you lay it down, then you go back, what we call, to the spiritual existence, which is your home. On the other side of you, wanting to come here for purpose, for the experience, to have interconnectivity with all that there is in this life, you made that conscious choice. You volunteered to come here to do this. Nobody's grabbing you and throwing you, you know, here through the process, as we know from studying science. But no, you did choose to do that, and you wanted to come here to experience what it's like to be human beings, to have the physical, the ability to be able to touch these things. In the spiritual world, you cannot do that. And you don't have the ability to experience all this emotion. You've come in from a place of love, which is a state of being. And you've come here, we all have come here by the same method to experience what it's like to be human beings. And we've come with a purpose. We've come here to learn how to do this or want to do that in the spiritual existence. Like I said, if it's volleyball or knitting, or just to cook a good meal and taste it. All these things. You can now experience that. Like we go on our vacation to go somewhere and lay in the sun and get that relaxation and that warmth. When the vacation time period is over, you return to your home, to your everyday life, as we will return to our home, to our everyday existence. There is no time on that side, by the way. We're just there. I hope that answers your question. Adam. Okay, so thank you very much for that belated Thanksgiving, and I appreciate the fact that you took the time to go and listen to some of the shows. And yes, at this moment, I will mention that we do have them all listed. So if you wanted to go on our website, which was given out earlier in the show, you can go there and pick a show and listen to it, and it will give you that little pep to make you know there's more to you than you're aware of. And that's the biggest point we're trying to say, wake up. So thank you very much for that, Adam. Appreciate it. Hey, Charles, the book is available at, it's called Awaken Ascension Guide. It's available on Amazon, sorry. It's to align your true purpose. If you want to get that book, it's a good read. You sit there and you go through it from time to time, and you just pick up on these things. And what it does is it allows you to keep your mind, or keep you with the thought of another source. No. It reminds you of the source that exists. And the more you keep it in your thoughts, the more you're moving towards it, and you will challenge all the things out there that is not what it's supposed to be. Nobody physically got to you and broke you and told you about the messages that's how you're supposed to live. But you don't have to break a child. You don't have to do that. You just have to allow him or her to be raised by somebody who's already broken. They will only teach what they know. They will pass on what they know. And this has been coming for generations. But if you can stop, step away from it, and take a good look at it and understand that maybe what they're saying, definitely what they're saying, isn't the way it is supposed to be. You cannot just believe it's true and therefore it is. When you believe it's true and you're not able to prove it is true, you have given away your strength, your own abilities. Like I said in the monologue, when you come here, we forget who we are. There's a movie I watched many years ago with the children, and the Lion King, very famous. I'm sure you've heard of it. And it, in one scene where this wise monkey was telling the lion to remember who you are, remember who you are. This is what we need to focus ourselves on, in trying to remember who we are. We've forgotten. We were told a lot of different stories as to who we are. Letitia's talking about worshiping the sun. Now, I don't know that we need to worship the sun. We just have to acknowledge its presence and be thankful the fact that it has given us everything that has made us who we are, what we represent, the food we eat, the warmth we feel, and allow us to live. But if you spend time in the sun, especially the morning sun, wherever you are exercising. You are making yourself better. You are getting stronger. You are taking in the source that made you, you. To spend time with it, it's allowing the God sense, if you want to call it that, to re-energize yourself. Like you plug in your cell phone, or you plug in something to charge. You charge up your batteries when it's run down. Go out in the sun and get a charge. And don't, within moderation, because they've said a lot of horrible things about the sun and what it does. And what they're not telling you is what will happen if you don't get yourself exposed to it. So, Letitia, I don't know that we need to worship the sun, but we need to know ourselves and understand our connectivity to all that there is, to the existence of it. Be mindful of it. Don't be afraid of it. It is a part of you. It's your son. It's made you who you are. It is the God that exists. It's a part of all that there is. It's the great wave. It's everything. And to avoid that or to neglect it, you're kind of sitting in the ocean, in an ocean somewhere, wondering and praying to be dry. So imagine you're going outside and you sit in a pool of water, the river, the ocean, whatever, tank, and then you pray to be dry. Well, it's not going to happen until you take action towards it. You want to get dry, get out of it. And then, by the way, the sun will dry you up, will dry up the wet clothes that you might be wearing. Being in the ocean and hoping to get dry, well, think about it for a minute. A lot would have to happen before you could get dry while you're sitting in the ocean or sitting in the water, sitting in a bathtub, filled with water, of course. Wake up. Wake up. It is called taking action. Pam, you mentioned the Bible and if God is fake. God is not fake. God is real. And I know that for sure simply because you're able, you, God, were able to make this email and send it out, and here I am responding to it. God is real. It's just not the one that we were told. This, the one that sits up on a throne somewhere and watch all the movements and governs everything. I was told as a kid that they write down your wrongs so they could throw them back at you when you get older, I guess, or when you make it to heaven. Well, the idea is you are in heaven. You are in the state of your own belief. You need to live as if you are in heaven. There is not another place, and I've said this many times, that you're going to go hold hands, drink milk and honey, and sing Kumbaya for eternity. You are eternal. You're already there. You just have to know that. And if you've turned your back on the source that should be giving you the strength that guides you, you've neglected yourself. You are giving away your power. You have given away your strength to something else. If you had money to buy food and you give away that money, you are going to go hungry and desperate and a whole bunch of other things. But because you have the ability to find a way to satisfy your own hunger, you will live and be prosperous and be happy and not get sick. Don't give away your strength. Face the reality that exists. Be very practical in life and understand the source keeps us alive. Without the source, you'll be sad. You'll be depressed. For those of us who live here in the northern, we're in southern Ontario, but for those of us who live in the north, like Canada, for example, we don't get a lot of the sun at certain times because we have to dress warm and we wrap ourselves up and we cover our hands and we're not exposed to the sun as opposed to the people closer to the equator where they're in the sun a lot of the time and they're warm and they're more alive. They're more alive. They have more. Here, where we're not exposed to it, you'll see a lot of people getting sick, depressed, sad, tired, moody, don't want to do much. I say to them, find some sun and get into it. How great do you feel when you leave this country where we're from and you go to, say, a tropical country or somewhere where the sun is prevalent? How you feel fantastic because you've just been fed by the source that made you you. You don't worship the sun. God is not fake. God is real. That is you. Wake up is what we talk about. A little bit more on that. Our topic, our show today was to be about praying and when we pray. So here's the thing. So we're praying to achieve something. So if, for example, if I were cold, I probably, if I was a praying person, pray for warmth. If I were poor, I would be praying for wealth. If I were sick, I'd be praying for health, you know, the lonely, praying for companionship, you know, the whole nine yards. But the problem in doing that is you've accepted the state of mind before you started the prayer. If I didn't think I was poor, there'd be no reason for me to ask for riches or wealth. If I didn't think I was sick, I wouldn't be asking for health. If I wasn't overweight, I wouldn't be asking for to not be overweight. We've accepted in our minds the conditions or the situation that we're in, and here we are praying for changes to occur. If you've listened to my show, I've always said you are your thoughts. You are what you're thinking. What you are today was a thought that you had some other days other than today. So if I am turning around now and says, oh, well, for example, again, going back to the poor situation, if I were asking for wealth, I have told myself I am poor. And I'm constantly saying I'm poor, so give me some money. I am poor, so give me some money. Or I'm sick, so make me happy, make me healthy. I am hungry, so make me some food. I've accepted that. I have made a state of mind, a conscious decision to say that I am at this state, this stage in my existence. I just told you that I'm poor, so I'm going to pray and ask for the other. But I have accepted the fact that I would be poor. And I've told myself that I'm poor. And you constantly tell yourself you're poor every time you're saying, let's ask for wealth or strength or health or skinny jeans. You've accepted one state. So I've locked myself in a room and I've accepted the fact that I'm in this gloomy room, assumingly, and I'm asking to be released. Well, it's not going to happen because the message you're sending yourself is the state in which you're asking, or the platform or the stage that you're standing on when you're making this request. I am poor. Oh dear, whoever, creator of all, bring me wealth, but I'm poor. And you keep saying that. And the subconscious thought that you're unaware of is constantly keeping you in the state that you're in as you reach out and ask for that help. When you're praying and you're afraid, you're praying for you not to be afraid or not to be, pardon the expression, dumb. But you're sitting there in that state of mind asking for rescue. Okay, well, you're not going to be rescued because you're already at a subconscious level telling your greater higher self that you've accepted where you stand. You've accepted you for who you are. So as we're praying, we're kind of like, hoping that something will give. Well, it hasn't, right? In order for that to play out, you have to see, act, take action as to where you are. So instead of accepting the fact that you are heavier than you want to be, you are lonely than you want to be, you're financially embarrassed more than you want to be, all these things, you must take action to change the message you're sending. Because in the verbal sense, however you pray, you are sending a message to say, make it better. But I like it where it is what you're saying. Make it better, but I'm comfortable where I am. Make me better, but I've told myself this is my state of mind. And I'm living in this with this situation, whatever it may be for you, and then you're asking for help. So go ahead and lock yourself in that room, then ask for somebody, no one around you, to come and open it for you. You have locked yourself in that belief. You have checked in. You've accepted it. This is who you are. You have prayed many times to meet that wonderful person who's going to fulfill your life. Well, you've just said in a reverse way, my life suck. or the partners I've met. This is why am I meeting? The most common thing I hear a lot is, why do I keep meeting the same person all the time? And I used to say, because you're using the same bait. If you're at the river trying to catch a fish and using the same bait, and these are the fish that's in this river, guess what's going to happen? Yes, you are going to catch the same fish and wonder why this is happening. Well, if you're, go back to the word poor, which I don't think anyone is poor. Don't say you are. I don't think anyone is poor. But if you are, you will constantly give confidence to say, I accept this as who I am. And that overrides reaching out and asking somebody to come and rescue you. Something, some source, $1 million, millions of dollars. When you're setting out, check your prayers list. And you will see on the list that you've made the things that you want to pray for or pray about. You will see that you've actually accepted where you are by your state of mind. You've sent a message to the mind that says, I am this person. Here I am right now. Come and rescue me. It's not going to happen. Wake up. Do not tell yourself that you're a certain way before you go and ask for prayer for change. See the change you want and act accordingly. See the life that you want and bring it in by thoughts. And the more you think about it, the more it comes towards you. If you want to be the superstar, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, in anything you attempt to get, you take an action towards it. Sit here and pray until the roof falls off is not going to deliver it, because you've just told yourself that you are going to stay here, stay in this position, stay in this situation, stay in this state of mind, and all my requests, it's just as if I'm making a joke. Oh, I'm poor. Bring me some money. Well, oh, it's never going to happen. I'm poor. And then you keep saying that. You keep saying that. But if you could see yourself rising above that before you pray, wake up, dust off, hold your head up high, and take an action towards the change. Take an action, take a step towards the change. And as you're walking towards the changes or change that you want, you will definitely see that coming towards you. You're at the East Coast and that change is at the West Coast, okay, or North or South. Go towards it and see what happens. The distance will shorten and you will meet that success inevitably soon enough. But if you stay at the East Coast or the North Pole and you pray until your lips fall off, you will still be there the day you die, because it's not about to come to you, because you're not being serious about it. Wake up. Take some action. Prayer without an action is just a waste of time. And so is faith and believing that something is going to come and rescue you. You're wasting your time and you have given up on the true self. Be still and know thyself. Know that you're larger than life. You are God. You're the biggest source that have ever existed. You need to know that. When you're sitting still and you're praying for this change, it is not going to happen. So let's try to put, I'm not going to tell you not to pray, but I'm going to say, try to put it on the back burner and put action on the front. And you take an action towards this that you seek. Then, and only then, will you see change. Wake up. We humble ourselves, we bend down, we close our eyes, and we ask for miracles to happen. It could. Chances are it won't. Again, stand at the East Coast and pray all you want. You will not see the West Coast until you've taken action. I can't see the West Coast just jumping over to where you are, or the wealth jumping into your pocket, or the good health jumping into your bedroom. All these things. It's about taking action. And know within yourself. What kills us subliminally is because we constantly have this negative song tune playing in the back of our minds. All right? So if you're a camping person, you went to a camping ground, you found a perfect spot to do your camp, and you set it up, and then you have to make a fire. So you go out and get some firewood, put it all together in a nice little area. This will, a lot of campers will be able to relate to this. Put it all in one area, and you've done all this work, and then you, you know, get the lighter starter, the fluid, whatever it is you're going to use to get the fire ignited. And then you throw a whole cup of water on it, a whole bucket of water. Do you know how far back you got to go now? Because now you have to wait for that spot to dry up on its own accords and get some new firewood and get some new everything else and start again. This is what we do. Or you just believe it's going to light. It's going to burn. It's going to happen. And you do everything that is required for it to happen. And bang, it happens. Wake up. Wake up and realize. Take a good look at where you are standing when you're praying. Do we have anything else email-wise?
Yes, we have just a couple here. Folks, of course, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to contact us during the week, our email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Brock wrote in, I'm enjoying your show today, and guess what? I'm listening to you and spending time outside in the sun. So that's from Brock. Thank you, Brock. We appreciate that very, very much. Ravi wrote in. He said, well, if we're our own gods, as you said repeatedly, can we pray? And if we pray, do we pray to ourselves? So instead of praying, why don't we just do or get what we want instead of talking to ourselves as prayer, as we are our own God? That's Ravi. And back to you.
Okay, thank you. Ravi, that's absolutely brilliant. You are praying to yourself. You are telling yourself that you want this. There isn't a separate God from you. The same God that governs you, or the same source that governs you, is the same source that governs every living being on this planet, including the dogs and the fish and the cats and everything else. It's just one source that you're all connected to. When you utter prayer, I would say take some action towards it. Let's say you're looking to buy this fancy new car. I'm just saying that because I had to pick one out of thin air. And let's assume you want this really super, super car that's gonna, you think is gonna make your life that much better. Well, you could sit and pray, but I assure you that car will only end up on your driveway once you've taken an action towards attaining it. You have to take a step towards it. So you could pray. And when you're praying, remember the platform in which you stand, but the prayer itself won't be necessary if you're busy taking an action. As you're doing that, you could just say, okay, I got to get my health in order. I got to get my life, my insurance in order. I got to get my money to afford the gasoline, especially nowadays, and all these things. So there's a lot that comes with it, much like the guy that was trying to set up the campfire. You have to take action for it to happen. You may need, I don't know your pockets or what they're like, but you may need to look at another source, maybe a greater source of bringing money in to afford this fancy car, or maybe you have it already. Then you don't need to pray. Just go out and buy it. The point, to answer your question in more of a blunt way, if you don't have an action towards with the prayer, you're not going anywhere. And then you'll soon realize the prayer is not necessary. Just do it. Just do it. I'm dating myself, but back in the 80s, everybody was wearing these big fluorescent colored shirts that says, choose life, just do it. Yeah, just do it. Take an action. And you could pray. And a lot of us for many generations have been praying for change, praying for things to get better. It will only get better for you when you take an action towards it. And we see all the time, people are doing things that we don't agree with, and we step out of our own path, our own channel, to try to correct them, to bring them into the light. And we say, oh, they're crazy, or they're wasting time, or they're lazy. No, they're doing them. Do you. They're doing themselves. And you don't have the right to tell me or to say to them what they're doing is not right, because you're creating judgment. And especially if you're part of this, one of the many religious groups who state there is no judgment, then you don't do that. Allow everybody to do themselves. If they want help, they will come and they'll ask you. Maybe you're a stepping stone in their path or their action to get somewhere else. But for you to get out of your way to go save the world, this is a thing I hear all the time. Save the world. What about you? What about you? Our planet has been through a lot for billions of years. Fires, earthquakes, floods, shift, movement, the things that fall from the sky and crash into our planet. I'm not drawing that word up now. Meteorites, yes. Thank you. Now, it's okay. It's going to survive, and it will always survive. It's not going anywhere. You're just here for a quick, short visit. Enjoy it and do well with it. And don't try to be mean unto others and create judgment for them. Be you. To thine own self, you must be true. But in the process, be still and know who you are. Know thyself. You understand? I hope you understand, or the ability to get into your path. Spending time in the sun, yay, Brock, I appreciate it. That's a good thing to do. It is medicine. It is medicine. I don't care what anybody will tell you. It is medicine. At some point, we didn't have the pharmaceutical to go next door, to go there at midnight and go pick up that for this and whatever else. But we always had the ability to walk around and experience barefoot. Can't do that here in the winter months. But walk around and be connected to the earth, to the source, who is who you are. Good thing you're doing. Spend as much time as you can. And you don't have to worship. Just be you. Worship you. Everybody, worship yourself, and don't walk around in the egoic way. Make sure whatever you dish out, you can back it up and support it, and most importantly, prove it. But your focus should be within yourself, and not to look out anywhere out there for separate entity that's going to come and rescue you. You must know thyself. Be still and know thyself. When we sit to meditate, we're not asking for anything. We're not requesting anything. We're just out there. We cast a net out into the ocean and we pull it back in, and what shows up is what was rightfully ours to begin with, and it comes with us. And I meant the spiritual net, not the big old net that's going to catch the fish and all those things. I simply mean, be who you are. Know who you are and act accordingly. You are the God. And I've said this before. What would you do if you wake up in the morning and fully, fully understand that you are God? You will act and do everything as you're supposed to do and be who you're supposed to be. Wake up. Wake up and understand that. Spend your time focusing on yourself. If you're a parent, you have children, you have a responsibility to bring them up and make sure their house is warm and food, belly is fed and all these things. But in the meantime, you also have an obligation to them for you to be your true self. What is the true self? Be still and understand thyself. Know who you are, and you pass this knowledge on to them. And in that last note, I say thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in today. I appreciate you being a part of the show. I know we've covered a lot of things, and I know a lot of people won't agree with me that you're praying and waiting for things to happen. You're wasting your time. Without action, you're just basically spitting in the wind, and it's going to go nowhere. Action is what will make the difference for you. Pray. When you are praying, you're praying to yourself. Get up, get going. The more you say it, it is encouraging you to take an action towards achieving what you hope to achieve. To wait on somebody to come and rescue you, you're wasting your time. To believe in life and to think faith is going to get you through, just believe it's going to happen. Well, when did that happen? Wake up. Wake up, everybody, and welcome to your new self. Because you must understand, if you need it to be done, you must take an action towards getting it done. And on that note, I say thank you very much for tuning in. Until we talk again, namaste.
listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.